We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, and skipping through the technology gaffes and moving to round two already because that's what we just do. Hey, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poor, thank you for working with us. I can't explain what just happened. That being said, Jeff Poor, question, what do you got?
Yeah, Dale's friend Parker Griffiths thinks that all this Epstein stuff, it will be a wash because he says Democrats aren't going to do well in the next two election cycles, and blames Mamdani, who will be the mayor of New York, and that will be a drag for Democrats. Do you buy that?
What's the tie-in between Mamdani and Epstein? You're saying Epstein's going to go away and not be an issue because Mamdani will be
Epstein,
the issue?
No, Epstein, if it's a drag and it divides Republicans and it has any impact on the election, the New York mayoral situation will more than compensate for it.
I think there are people who will remain aggravated about Epstein. I'm not saying that I'm fully satisfied either. I just did a whole soliloquy on that when we were trying to get you guys back on. But the reality is I don't think it's going to wind up dividing us when it comes time for the midterms because people are still going to look at the economy. They're still going to look at the border. They're still going to look at all the things. So I'm really not that concerned about whether it will hurt us in the midterms. That being said, the Mamdani thing, Democrats are about to wear that one like an anchor. I mean, it's about to be like a boat anchor tied around their necks because this is the capital of the world right here. This is the crossroads of America and the world. Times Square is now going to be under the control of an avowed socialist who used to be a rapper who makes no sense when he speaks. And Dems are going to have to own it. And they got AOC and Bernie Sanders and all the rest of them saying he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And yet no one's going to be able to afford sliced bread in New York because of this Mamdani character. So, yes, I think he's going to be the harbinger of things to come in every Republican commercial, no matter whether you're running for dog catcher in, you know, lower Mississippi. Dale?
Yeah, I would just say this, and I think this is something that we're all going to see. Donald Trump means nothing. He says. So eventually what's going to happen is he is going to give in to this pressure. This is the one time where they can actually call him Taco and it's going to work because he is going to chicken out and eventually be like, Pam Bondi, just release the damn stuff. And that's what's going to happen. And you're going to see some sort of big release. Some will say it's not enough. Some will say it's 40 chess. And all of us will go, okay, so there wasn't a giant Jewish cabal of sex predators running the country? Got it. Let's move on.
I think it's also eventually going to be like Area 51. It'll be talked about as that thing that has the occasional documentary, but it will begin to fade into just the era of, you know, those things we never quite figured out, which is maddening. I don't want to minimize it when I say that, but it just is. All right, another question. Here you go. You ready? AutoPen. Is this AutoPen gate? I feel like it's AutoPen gate, and my question for you really is the AutoPen going to wind up being the thing that invalidates a whole bunch of pardons? Are they really going to be constitutionally ungrounded? Jeff, you first.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this is fun to talk about, but Biden will say yes, that he authorized it, and you'll have to take him at his word. Unless he dies or something, that's not going to change. And I, you know, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, the people that I put in place in my administration were using the auto pen in an unauthorized way, and that'll be the end of it.
Dale, what do you think?
No, that's exactly right. Who authorized the auto pen use? Okay, thank you, Mr. Biden. Go on back to the home. and that's the end of it. Like Jeff said, it's fun to talk about, but it is, at the end of the day, overall meaningless. They're not going to undo orders. They're not going to undo pardons. They're not going to undo any of this. Because their argument has been, what, Biden was perfectly fine this entire time. What are you talking about? And he said it was fine to do this, and he authorized it, and he was the president. What are you going to do about it?
All right, but here's the but. The but is they find somebody who's willing to be a whistleblower that says, well, we just decided we needed to do these things, and he was in the Virgin Islands on another vacation, and we knew we had to.
So cool story, bro. He disagrees.
Yeah. He said. Yeah. He goes to the former president.
All they're going to say is, look at this husk of a man. How could you possibly say there's anything wrong with him? This is exactly how
empty
he was
suit.
He was present.
The empty suit argument prevails again. You know, here's the thing. I still think there's going to be some constitutional issues that are going to have to be resolved. Some of these mass pardons that were done based on an agenda as opposed to a case-by-case Judge's review, the preemptive pardons that's never been done in the history of America before. Can you preemptively pardon somebody? And then the question is going to be, did he even know? And I still think they're going to find some reasons to believe that he didn't even know that some of these were being signed.
None of this is going to be undone, but it is a fantastic issue to look at to continue hammering away that these people have absolutely no souls. And that's a good part of it. But then at the same time, they'll just say Trump's on the list.
Trump's on the list. Like they wouldn't have used
Dale's
that.
Dale's going to milk this Epstein for talk radio purposes.
I'm just telling you guys.
That's what he does. Hey, I heard that Dale's on the list. That really bothers me, but I didn't want to say it.
Listen, I'm not the one
talking about today. Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm not the one out here saying we shouldn't release it. If you don't think we should release it, guys, maybe you're on the list.
All right,
Jeffrey Epstein. So Dale,
I'm going to give you a chance for another commercial. Another question, and I'm going to see if it's Epstein. Go ahead.
It actually is an Epstein.
See, there you go.
I hate to.
All right, Jeff, what's your question?
Disqualified.
What's your question? Go ahead.
Okay. When this is all said and done with this Jeffrey Epstein thing, will Tucker Carlson declare that the Jews did it?
What are you going after my former boss?
I'm just asking.
Jeff.
No. Like to insinuate that he's anti-Semitic or something.
I don't think he's anti-Semitic. I think there's a pretty good possibility that he will suggest that there is some sort of
just taking him out of context. You saw like a clip online, and you're gonna do that.
Well, when 1819 has him speak in a few months, then you guys can ask him personally.
Let's go like a side of state seal to something. There, you goofball.
Oh my God! I can't believe you went to the state seal. I would bring up something memorable you've done, but I can't
King
remember anything.
You?
All right, who has asked a question or not? Is it Jeff? This whole thing is breaking down right now. It's like, Jeff, do you have a question for us?
Senate fundraising, and I thought Marshall had an okay number. Barry Moore is raising money for his House campaign really flat, but I thought Jared Hudson had a decent number.
What's Jared's number? I hadn't seen it.
$200,000.
Wow, that's not bad, really.
Marshall, $400,000, and then I forgot, like, it was like $100,000 in Barry's account.
But is he raising so little because they think he's running for Senate, or is that a sign that he's not doing
it? He's raising money for his House account. He hasn't declared, right. But you kind of look that stuff just and it's flat, so that could be nothing. Yeah. I mean, it's but the two to look at are Marshall's $400,000 is an okay number for a guy who's known, but Hudson I thought kind of way exceeded expectations.
I would agree with that, man. I didn't realize it was $200,000. I'm impressed by that, to be honest with you, especially when you consider that he's not had the statewide name ID that Marshall has. We'll wait and see. He's an appealing candidate. He really is. And, I did a full podcast with him. He's been with us for a while, but I did a full podcast with him on his personal story. And it's an engaging story. If people get to know him, he's going to fascinate people. And they're going to want to see more about him. I think it's down to right now. I think it's down to he and Marshall, to be honest with you. We will see.
Can I ask a quick question?
You certainly can. Does it involve Epstein?
It does not, actually.
Oh, wow.
If Epstein was drinking a Coke, would it be a Coke that has cane sugar in it, or would it have the sugar that is the corn syrup?
Epstein
variety?
Was a Pepsi guy.
Okay.
So syrup's not sugar.
Yeah. By the way, listen. Cane sugar makes for a better Coke. I'm excited about this, to be honest.
Okay, I've never had it, so I've never had this.
Oh, you haven't had a Mexican Coke? Go get a Mexican Coke.
You're like a Jolt Cola, you know, with the real sugar?
It'll shoot you right into diabetes,
Dale,
just like that.
You had to Bam. Have. You're old enough to that. Have. Chasing alligators or something in Florida when you were a kid?
I did have a Cuban Coke. Maybe
no, he was chased by
it,
alligators when he was down there in Florida.
In his dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Nightmares.
You know what? Yeah. I love both of you in spite of yourselves. Thank you both for engaging us despite our technological prowess today. But nonetheless, that would be the end of the Ground Council for today. Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and just little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. I'll be back.